Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. And I can put you in.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Thank you so much for listening. And it doesn't really matter to us how you listen. You might be listening to the radio right now. You could be streaming us live on the Odyssey app. You might be listening to this right now, later this afternoon, because you're listening to our podcast. Now, if you listen to the radio show live, you might think, well, there's really no reason for me to go to your podcast page because I've already heard everything.
Which is fair.
Fair point.
Totally fair.
So that's one of the reasons why Alyssa and I are now creating unique content that cannot be heard on the radio show.
Mm-mm.
It's a new podcast that we debuted earlier this week. It's called the Can't Read, Can't Write Podcast. And there's a reason for that name, because Alyssa and I went to the same college. We are both alumni of Kent State University. If you went there, then you're very familiar with that phrase.
Can't read, can't write.
And Alyssa and I, really, we've only been working together for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still lots of things that we don't know about each other and that we want to learn about each other. And we thought that this podcast would be a good way to do it, so we can tell stories. A lot of those stories happened to us while we were in college at
mm-hmm.
Kent. That's how I got my start in radio. That's how Alyssa got her start in radio.
But two very different starts in radio, I
yes,
will say.
Very much so. So a lot of those stories will be told on the podcast. And the first episode is now available. It is on our feed, the Q Morning Show On Demand. You can find it on the Odyssey app. You can find it wherever you get podcasts.
And they're pretty fun. Honestly, like every time that we record, I look forward to recording them because they're basically like just me and Bill like having a beer, chit-chatting, but no beer.
I'm glad that you're enjoying it, because if you weren't, then
what if I was like, I hate this. Like, this is the worst. No, it's super fun.
Yeah.
So even if you didn't go to Kent, they're just college
right.
stories. I mean, I think that anybody can kind of relate to them.
Yeah. I mean, eventually, I think we're going to be talking about anything and everything on this
yeah.
podcast that won't be on the radio show. So again, Can't Read, Can't Write. It is on the Q Morning Show On Demand podcast page. And we thank you in advance.
Something's got a hold on me lately.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Let's go to Broadview Heights so we can talk to Jessica. Jessica, good morning.
Hi.
We love your energy, and we're going to assume you have some good vibes.
I do. My good vibes for today, it's golf day for my husband, and that means he sets up my coffee in the morning. I'm talking coffee pod, sugar, collagen, cream. He does the whole thing for me. So when I get up, it's all done, and all I have to do is press start. And that is a good vibe for me because it just sets my day up for success.
He is doing the works. He's even got the collagen.
Yes. You know what? You train them well, and he remembers the collagen.
Yes, Jessica.
You know why he does that, Jessica? It's because he feels guilty for going golfing.
At 5 a.m., yeah.
He feels guilty for leaving you all day long and spending all day on the golf course and whatever else, you know.
Yeah, well, he should.
That's why he does it. So he makes the coffee, and it helps alleviate the guilt.
Yeah, I kind of believe that. And he should feel guilty, though.
Hey, whatever the reason, as long as she's got her coffee, like, good and ready to be brewed, I'd say, who cares right. how we got here?
Yeah, exactly.
I think he should be doing more, though. More than just coffee.
I agree with that.
What's more than coffee? I don't, like, what's the equation here? Because coffee is life to me.
Maybe, like, some avocado toast or something.
Well, he can't really cook for her because it's early. I don't know, make sure the dishwasher's unloaded, something like that.
Yeah, we haven't crossed that threshold yet. We're only 2 years into marriage. There's a lot more training than you know.
Yeah, she's down. Still working on the training. I can respect that.
You are taking your time. 2 years.
Yeah, well, you know.
You're pacing yourself.
Exactly. That's it. I am ceasing myself.
All right, Jessica, enjoy your coffee this morning. We appreciate you listening to our show and calling in.
Thank you so much.
216-474-0104. That is how you share your good vibe on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we just had our good vibe a few minutes ago from Jessica in Broadview Heights, who talked about her husband waking up early before he went golfing to make her coffee. And something clicked in my head when she was describing it. She said something about putting collagen in her coffee.
Yeah, that's a pretty normal thing.
And it is a normal thing?
Yes.
I wasn't aware of that, so I wanted to get my wife Paula on the phone because I think she does the same thing.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if she does.
I think she puts collagen in her coffee. So let me grab her here. Good morning, Paula.
Hi.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you put collagen in your coffee as well?
I do.
When did you start doing that?
Maybe about a year ago, on and off, when I remember to buy it at the store.
How did you hear about that?
I don't know. Probably just some of my old lady Facebook group.
Did you say your old lady Facebook groups?
Yes.
Hey.
I don't even think it's an old lady thing. I've been putting collagen in my smoothies for years.
Yeah, don't say that. I am not married to an old lady. So stop saying those things.
I'm typically, you know, the typical midlife person, so I'm getting up there in age.
A little collagen never hurt anybody.
So what are the benefits of putting collagen in coffee and or smoothies?
What a guy question.
Right? Like, there is a Google bill.
I know, but this is a radio show. If I just sat here Googling everything, then I wouldn't have anything to talk about.
I just thought this was common knowledge.
This show is the radio version of Google. We Google so you don't have to.
Okay.
That's pretty much.
Well, my big jug of collagen peptides says it's good for hair, skin, nail, joint, gut support. And it also has probiotics.
Ooh, so you got them all in there.
Right. And it's grass-fed, too. So.
Oh, even better.
Right?
How much collagen do you put in a cup of coffee?
One scoop. Don't even ask me how much the scoop is, but it's one big scoop that I put in my coffee in my first cup, and then I'm done.
It comes with a scooper, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just use the scooper, and you just put a scoop in.
And there's no flavor to it.
It doesn't affect the taste of the coffee?
No. I mean, there is some that's like chocolate flavored and stuff like that, but this one is, there's nothing wrong with it, so I just stick with the unflavored.
Should I be using collagen?
Yes.
It wouldn't hurt.
How could my toenails get any more harder than they are?
Ew.
Well, we could work on the hair on the top of your head. It does help with hair growth.
Paula is a savage.
All right. Thanks for calling in, old lady.
Okay.
Hey, that makes you an old man. You're married to her.
And you're older.
Oh!
A lot.
Hanging up now.
The truth comes out.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
The Q Morning Show. Q104.
I'm trying to cover my job.
Q104, it's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we have a friend fight this morning on Hash It Out. These are the ones that sometimes jump to the top of the list because I do not want besties to be in a feud with each other. Paulina and Summer, let's bring in Paulina first. Summer is here. We're going to hear from her in a second. Paulina, what's going on between you and Summer?
Hey, yeah. So it's not as much a feud because she doesn't really know yet, but this is more like an intervention for my best friend.
Okay.
Oh.
He is chronically late for everything.
I can relate to that, unfortunately.
So what happened? When was the most recent time that Summer's been late for something?
Oh, it was so painful. So the other night was like the worst. It was the last straw for me. So we had tickets to see OAR at Jacob's Pavilion, and we're supposed to drive to the show together. And then she texts me a few hours before the show, and she's in Canton visiting her grandma and might be running late. You know, so I told her, I'm like, okay, well, let's just not drive together. I'll just meet you at Shooters before the show. So I get ready, I call for an Uber, I go downtown, and then as soon as I get to Shooters, I get another text from her. Like, it's going to be tight, might not make it for drinks.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, okay, well, what can I do? And I'm like, okay, so let me know. So I go in, and I have a drink by myself. And then I text her finally because I still haven't heard back. And I'm like, are you going to make it? And she texts back, still at home, head over without me. So,
okay.
You see where this is going, right?
Like, yeah, the fun night between the two of you is just you.
Yes, exactly. So I head over to Jacob's Pavilion by myself. She missed Fits in the Tantrums entirely and walked into the show during OAR's fourth song.
Four songs in, she walks in?
Yeah. I mean, like, it was super hard to enjoy the show because I was so upset. You know, and obviously during the show, you're not doing much talking because it's loud and whatever. Afterwards, it's like, well, that's it. Guess we're going home. And, I mean, she did drive me home, so I guess that was nice of her. But, like, she doesn't see anything wrong with any of this. And meanwhile, I'm like, I want a friendship, not, like, hanging up by myself ship.
Okay, so this sounds like a good time to bring in Summer. Summer, how can you defend yourself against this? You almost missed the entire OAR show.
Okay. It wasn't the entire show. I thought we had a nice time together. We had some good quality time watching the show. I mean, it's not like I was late and I didn't communicate that. I texted you multiple times during the day, so you knew that I was running late.
Okay, but it sucks because, like, I was looking forward to the show and actually spending time with you. And to me, I mean, it feels like you being late and doing a lot of other things that interrupted an evening we had planned together was disrespectful. And this happens a lot.
It's not like I meant to run late. Like, I never mean to be late. I'm always trying, but things come up.
Summer, I'm sorry, but, like, other people are on time for things that they have plans for.
Okay, Pauline and Summer, we're going to stop you right there. 216-474-0104. Let's hash it out. Whose side are you on? Is it Paulina's, who was anticipating a fun night with her friend Summer? But Summer was late. She's chronically late. However, she did text Paulina and explain everything that was going on.
She was communicating.
She was communicating.
But she was still late.
Does that get her off the hook, though? 216-474-0104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Oh, that was supposed to be Aaron and Westlake. Where did she go? She must have left us. We're hashing it out this morning. Paulina and Summer, they are friends. I believe that this friendship will survive this. However,
oh, yeah, totally.
Paulina's pet peeve with Summer is that she's chronically late, and it all came to a head this past weekend. When they had tickets for the OAR show at Jacob's Pavilion, they had plans to have some drinks before the show and then watch the show. And Summer kept texting in the afternoon. It might be tight. Why don't you just go downtown without me? I'll meet you there. And then that turned into, I'm not going to be able to meet you for drinks. I'll see you at the show. And then Summer strolls in during the fourth song by OAR.
And then, like, all the quality time that Paulina had planned to get drinks beforehand, catch up, all that stuff, like, that kind of just went out the window. She wanted to hang out with her friend and ended up hanging out by herself.
Of course I see Paulina's point, because it's no fun. Can you go to a concert by yourself?
Totally. I've done it.
You can?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely can. I think that it's more fun sometimes, but that's a whole other issue.
Yeah, I was going to say different topic for a different day.
Most of these texts are also saying, like, Paulina, like, is definitely not crazy here. If it's unavoidable to not be late, then don't make plans on the same day.
I'm team on time. People being late is my biggest pet peeve. It's rude.
Yeah, this other text, I think it's incredibly selfish of the best friend to not take her feelings into consideration and factor into this whole argument of chronic lateness.
Because Summer had other things going on. She was visiting, she was with family in Canton at her grandma's house, it sounded like. And so she maybe overcommitted.
Yeah.
But does it make a difference if Summer texted and said, I'm going to be late. I'm telling you exactly what's happening so you can make adjustments, Paulina, on what you want to do. Does that make a difference?
I think it definitely depends on how often they see each other, right? Because if she had been looking forward to seeing her friend for, you know, a month or two and they hadn't been able to get together, I could see how that would really be a bummer to just end up at the concert four songs in and not really get to spend that quality time together. But if they see each other, like, you know, every week, every other week,
I'm trying to see it from Summer's point of view, where she's like, hey, I texted you. I said I was going to be late. Why are you mad?
Yeah, as somebody who is chronically late, it's just like, it's nothing personal. It's just in our DNA, and we can work on it, yes, but I'm not sure that it'll ever be fixed.
Do you get those texts all the time?
Yes. No, I have one friend that is my Paulina. She gives me so much crap for being late to everything.
That's great. Anything further, it's 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show, Q104.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
We're going to Strongsville this morning to talk to Pan. Pan, good morning.
Good morning.
We have three general knowledge trivia questions for you, Pan. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins, because all ties go to Alyssa. Alyssa has been doing a lot of winning lately, so let's see if you can take her down. Are you ready for your three questions?
Yeah, I'm going to give her a run for her money.
Here we go. Question one. What is the name of Sonic the Hedgehog's arch nemesis, who is also a mad scientist?
I have no idea.
Question two. Name one of the two hosts of the New Heights podcast.
Oh, my goodness. I can picture their faces. I can't think of their names. They're brothers from football, from Cleveland Heights.
They are brothers. You know a lot about them. You just can't think of their names?
Jason.
You know, I'm just going to give that one to you. Close enough. You name their first name. That's good enough. In question three, Lo Siento means what in Espanol?
I'm sorry, say that one more time. I'm so nervous.
You know what? You actually said it, so I'm giving you another point.
Okay.
Let's bring Alyssa back into the studio to see how she does.
That's great.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
Pam, where are you driving to this morning?
I'm on my way to work.
Excellent. Thanks for listening. Thanks for having us on. Alyssa is sliding into her seat. She is putting her headphones on right now.
Okay, I'm back.
Alyssa, meet Pan.
Pan?
Yeah.
Pan.
Pan with an N or Pam?
Pam, like the cooking spray.
Oh, it's Pam?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Pan with two N's.
Oh, no, Pan. No. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Alyssa.
You don't realize how funny this exchange is to me, because I don't think anyone else gets it except me. Let's go to question number one. What is the name of Sonic's arch nemesis, Sonic the Hedgehog?
Knuckles.
Who is also a mad scientist.
Oh, Dr. Robotnik?
That is correct. We are tied 1-1. Question two, name one of the two hosts of the New Heights podcast.
Travis Kelce.
That is correct. We are tied. Question three. Lo siento means what in Espanol?
My 4 years of Spanish in high school are not helping me right now. Lo siento. It's hot? No?
No, that's incorrect. The correct answer is I'm sorry.
Oh.
So when Pam answered that question, when I asked her the question, she said, I'm sorry, can you say that again? I gave her the point because she actually said, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, that's not fair.
Well, it's even Steven today since you guys tied.
All right, I'll take the tie. Good work, Pam.
Pam, we're going to send you to Cleveland Oktoberfest.
Woo! Yay! My name is Pam, and
delicious palate of knowledge.
I need you to stay, need you to stay.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Alyssa, there is a story in entertainment news today that has me a little confused.
Ooh, okay. I love some entertainment goss.
I was hoping you would walk me through it. So here's what I read. It says, ever since Sabrina Carpenter released her album, which was, what, a couple of weeks ago, right?
No, last week.
Last week. Fans have been speculating that her latest single, Taste, is about a love triangle with her, Shawn Mendes, and Camila Cabello. When did Sabrina Carpenter and Shawn Mendes ever date?
Ooh, I do kind of remember this, like very, very loosely. But early last year, early 2023.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So fans think that this song Taste is about Shawn Mendes.
And Camila Cabello. Yeah. So Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes, you remember them dating, right?
I do remember that. And then I remember that they were caught kissing at Coachella.
Yes.
In 2023.
Right. So that them kissing at Coachella was actually after Shawn would have been rumored to be dating Sabrina. So they were rumored to have been together between like January and March of 2023. And then Coachella was in April. So.
Okay. So because Shawn and Camila were smooching at Coachella, that's why Sabrina wrote this song about Shawn and Camila.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. And the tea is that Camila actually has a new song called June Gloom that is rumored to be about Sabrina. So.
It is?
Mm-hmm. One of the lyrics says, like, it basically, like, if she's so great, then why are you on this side of town? What are you trying to find out?
Huh.
Yeah.
I never knew any of this.
I love some good hot, piping hot tea.
Well, thank you for educating me on that.
Anytime. That's what I'm here for.
I'm here to learn a lot.
Also worth noting that I was just looking at pictures. Shawn Mendes is like a full foot taller than Sabrina.
Is that right? Is it that sweet? I guess so. Q104, the Q Morning Show. So good to have you with us. We are Bill and Alyssa. We're talking about Sabrina Carpenter. She is 5 feet tall.
Short and sweet, like her new album title.
And she was dating Shawn Mendes for a while, who we believe is over 6 foot.
He's 6'1".
I would imagine this is a problem for Sabrina no matter who she dates.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what, she's always going to look like a little Polly Pocket runt.
How tall is, what's his name, Barry Keoghan?
It's a great question.
Oh, I didn't mean to put you on the spot there. But here's what we want to get into. Did you ever say in your dating history?
5'8".
He's 5'8". Did you ever say in your dating history that I will never date a person that is of a particular height, depending on your height, relative to how tall you are?
I think most everybody kind of has those limitations in dating where it's like, I won't date anybody that's shorter than me. If you're a girl, usually that's kind of the mentality. For guys, they typically don't want to date women taller than them. So it kind of goes both ways.
Paula is slightly taller than me.
Is she really?
Yes.
Wow.
She is 6 feet tall. I am 5'11 and 3/4.
So close.
When Paula wears heels, forget it. I'm the shorter guy.
Oh, no.
And I've had it in the reverse, too. I remember there was a girl, I think this was in college, who was 4'11, who wanted to go out, and I felt awkward being around her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a couple years ago, I dated a guy that was like 6'4.
Okay.
And I am 5'2. And so I don't really feel like I'm like that short, but it looked so weird. I mean, we would take pictures and I looked like a child next to him. And I was like, this can't work.
And your fiance, Bryce, is taller than you, is he not?
He is. He's 5'8". So 5'8 and 5'2". So we're good. Like I can wear heels. I can wear platforms. And like I'm still not taller than him, but he's not like too tall for me, you know?
But if you ever encountered a guy that was 5'1".
Oh, I have. The answer's no.
You wouldn't do it.
No. I don't want to be taller.
But what if you were in love? What if you fell in love? What if he was the perfect guy
in
every way?
I don't think I would let it get that far. I wouldn't even give it a chance. I wouldn't let it get that far.
That doesn't seem right. 216-474-0104. Did you have the rule that you would never date a person at a specific height? And did you break that rule? Did you overlook that rule? Did you choose love over height? That's what we want to get into right now. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, mamas.
Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me.
Cleveland's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Medina and Avon Lake joining us right now. Medina, what is the height differential in your relationship?
About 6 inches.
Okay, so
okay,
you are...
I think that's a good space to have between.
What are you, Medina? Yeah. How tall are you?
About 5'5".
Okay, so do the math. Your husband's about 6'2".
Yeah, about that. Okay.
Now, pre-marriage, did you have a rule about guys that you would date? Did they have to be a certain height?
No, I dated really kind of short guys, like 5'8", 5'9", maybe 5'10". Mm-hmm. And my mom would always say, Medina, do you want to have short kids? And yeah, she, that was like a thing with her.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
It was my mom.
Your mom had the rule for you.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Heidi's listening to us in Columbia Station. Heidi, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us the difference in height between you and your SO.
I'm barely 5'1", and he's 6'1".
Okay, so...
Okay, so we got a Sabrina Carpenter, Shawn Mendes situation.
We have a Polly Pocket Runt situation, from what you've said, yes.
I mean, I meant Polly Pocket Runt in the most loving, cute way. I always just think of her as a Polly Pocket. I just look at her, and I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so cute, she's so little.
So, Heidi...
Nice recovery.
Was he too tall for you initially?
No, when you're 5 foot... Or 5'1", you don't really have too many rules because everyone's taller than you.
Yeah, everybody's taller.
Exactly.
Were you too small for him initially?
No.
He had no problem with it?
Mm-mm. Nope, not at all.
See, that's what I'm wondering about, Alyssa. Like, if you have the... Because I know people that have the rule that I'm mm-hmm. not going to date a guy shorter than me, whatever. But then what happens when you actually do meet and you spend time together... And you realize that you have so much in common. And it's like, he's the one. He's the perfect guy for you, but he just happens to be an inch shorter.
Again, you're just letting it get too far. That, like, I actually also dated a guy that was maybe an inch taller than me. And it was great when we were sitting down. I really liked him when we were sitting down. And then we would stand up. And I would go, oh, I don't like that. Like, so
I don't understand.
Maybe I'm just picky. I don't know.
I don't understand what you mean when you say let it get too far. Like, how could you?
Why would
you not completely vet the relationship? Like, how can you just discard a guy based on height? He could be perfect for you.
Bill, I hate to tell you this, but as a woman, we get the ick over way less.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, it could literally be the way that somebody chews, the way that somebody eats their dinner. And then we'll never talk to them again.
Well, I'm happy you found your one anyway.
Me too.
You found your guy. Alyssa's
engaged. Thank goodness for that.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. We're going, what, 5-3 right here?
Yeah, 5-3 for Billy.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.